be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and traveled by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. People brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ear and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven, groaned, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's second reading, the letter from James, is a very controversial letter, and I don't quite frankly understand why. Protestant scripture scholars all reject it, and the Catholic scripture scholars accept it and include it in our Bible. It is merely a letter telling us how to treat one another. In today's excerpt, James is reminding us not to judge people by the way they dress or their social status, but to treat everybody with the dignity of a person of God. A priest was buried in Wisconsin a few weeks ago. The church was packed and the bishop was sitting in the sanctuary and the priest sitting beside the bishop got up to give the homily and went to the pulpit. As he began the homily, a homeless man, obviously with some mental problems, wandered into the church, walked up in the sanctuary and sat down in the empty chair next to the bishop. Reportedly, the bishop reached over and patted his hand and said, "Welcome." Ever since I've heard that story, I've been asking myself how I would have responded. Would have I told the homeless man to get out? He didn't belong there. Over the years, it became increasingly clear that St. Peter Cathedral Grade School could no longer continue. Enrollment had declined dramatically, and the parish was subsidizing the school at a great expense to the detriment of other parish programs. And so the school was closed a few years ago. The diocese then took the facility and opened Mother Teresa Academy. It presently enrolls 150 students. The goal is eventually to have 300 students. They are all inner city, impoverished, poor children whose families have nothing. The overwhelming majority of them are not Catholic. They pay a bare minimum tuition because there is a huge endowment to subsidize it. And the idea is if those children can matriculate and maintain their grades, then they can go on to one of our Catholic high schools and then go on to our Catholic college. And when the whole program is eventually put in place, we will be getting 30 to 35 young people in this community out of poverty every year. They can become productive members of the community. They can get good jobs. They can pay taxes. And they have a chance for the first time in their life. Why? Because we looked not at how they were dressed, but that they were people of God who needed our help. St. Patrick's Haven is a facility up on East 12th Street near Parade Street. We've just built a brand new facility. It started originally out of this parish, and now the Sisters of St. Joseph run it. They take in 27 homeless men every single night. They get a shower, a clean bed, and then they have to leave by 7 o'clock in the morning, and they can go over to the upper room and get a fully cooked breakfast, the bishop's breakfast, which is paid for by Catholic Charities and staffed by volunteers. I have a thing in an upcoming bulletin that St. Patrick's Haven is looking for some volunteers to come in 1 hour a month in the evening and just sit down and talk with one of these men. It's not a time to talk about religion or to tell them who you are. It's an opportunity to listen to them so that they can know that somebody hears them, that they can have a little bit of dignity, because it's not what clothes they wear, it's that they are children of God. Amen.